This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Veritas. What goes around, comes around. Veritas means truth in Latin. Project Veritas means untruth in English. One thing that is proven to be true, once again, is that what goes around, comes around. James O'Keefe, the hyper-conservative provocateur, specializes in the faux expose and supposed scandal with one organization or individual after another, including, most tragically, his role in the demise of Acorn in the USA. I was greeted in the pre-dawn by news of his latest escapade from one of my compañeros, who succinctly stated, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. This time, they came for him. Several former employees filed a couple of lawsuits in federal court in New York City, exposing the seamy and sordid inner workings of his outfit. The accusations aren't pretty, but given the P.V. O'Keefe M.O., modus operandi in Latin again, none of it was surprising. They claimed that inside his organization is a highly sexualized work culture where daytime drinking and drug use were common, and the group benefited from employees who worked additional hours without pay. It's hard not to believe that someone like O'Keefe, who specializes in honey traps in this day and age, would be a total sexist looking for young, attractive female operatives he referred to as pretty young things, or PYTs, to be hired to go on undercover dates, and that he mandated that the group's operatives review copies of the book and movie Red Sparrow about a Russian intelligence agent trained in sexpionage. Ick. Nothing nice about this for sure. Seems to be a standoff with one of O'Keefe's former administrative assistants, Antonietta Zapier, and her husband. She'd worked for him for several years, so was in a position to have the keys to his kingdom and to have been trusted sufficiently to sign his names to books for donors, handle his laundry, and God knows what else. PV sued her several months ago, likely as a preemptive strike. This seems to be the tit for that tat to that, but unfortunately for PV and O'Keefe, it's also more than that, since one of the lawsuits alleges unpaid overtime hours, which is a plain and simple violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, and in a straightforward investigation, if they have proof of hours worked, they will be paid. Zapier seems to have some spicy goods to dish, though. One lawsuit describes a corporate apartment the organization kept as having been used like a frat house for drinking, sex, and parties. She also alleges that she was personally the subject of sexual harassment. Her revenge includes revealing the names of more than a dozen so-called operatives of the organization used for their various video, undercover, and iSpy activities that have been relentlessly reported, including training at Wyoming ranches in spy tradecraft by former British James Bond wannabes. O'Keefe, as always, whether it's breaking into former Louisiana U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu's office where he notched his own criminal record, or any number of other scams that have been exposed or discredited from Acorn, Planned Parenthood, NPR, and on, claims to be the victim. He must be worried big time, and he should be. Even big right-wing donors funding his escapades don't like to be embarrassed. And as one shoe after another drops, teaming up with O'Keefe is a guarantee of getting the red ass sooner rather than later. What goes around comes around, and the big boys in deep pockets don't necessarily want all of this sludge coming up on their beaches. He keeps bouncing back from all this bad publicity and his war of words with the New York Times, but there's a limit to everything, and as close as O'Keefe always lives to the edge, he may finally find that too much is way too much. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.